I thought, well, they brought Kevin Roth in. That's great, a fantastic musician. And all of a sudden, behind me, I hear this voice. Yeah, I'm right here behind you. And he was waiting in line to get his passes, too, right behind me. But Kevin Roth is an amazing dulcimer player who's traveled all over the United States. He's been recorded by Smithsonian Folkways, by Sony, as well as countless other recordings, recording companies. And just an all-around great performer. He's very well known as a children's musician, but he's also dazzled adult audiences as well. And I'm sure he's going to do a program for us tonight that is well-rounded and something for everybody. He's been playing music for many years. He's got over 32 albums over the last 25 years. And I'm hoping that he's coming out here sooner. I'm going to have to tell you all a story or something. So, okay. But anyway, but Kevin Roth is part of what we would call a dulcimer revivalist. He was part of a groundbreaking thing that happened in the early 70s, along with Neil Hellman and Al Dashe and Robert Force and several other. Well, most of them were long-haired hippie-type guys. I don't know what Kevin was. I think he was just a kid at that time. But they really changed everyone's ideas of what the mountain dulcimer was, where most people were used to Gene Ritchie, beautiful women with flowing hair and dresses and that sort of thing, sitting down and playing their dulcimer with long quills. They started playing sitar music and rock and roll, and that was what attracted me to the instrument first, was this kind of dulcimer music on the fringe. I'm going to give you Mr. Kevin Roth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here. I'm glad you've come tonight. These festivals are never the same when you don't show up. You look to be a hurt one. I've seen your face before. You felt so much one time, and now you don't feel anymore. I don't know if you hear me. You hardly ever smile. Your hand is round my heart. Let me sing to you a while. And you can let the music take you, follow where it leads, or turn it any way you want to, make it what you need. Lose yourself in dreaming, or seek yourself in pain, and maybe find yourself in loving. It will come to you again. Your gaze goes off to nowhere. Your eyes are shining bright. Whatever have you seen? It's left you shaking at the sight. I know I can't undo it, and I can pull you through. But let me give you what I can. Let me sing to you. You can let the music take you, oh, follow where it leads, turn it any way you want to, make it what you need. Lose yourself in dreaming, or seek yourself in pain, and maybe find yourself in loving. It will come to you again. I'll sing to you of summer. I'll sing to you of snow. Places I have been to, and the places I will go. It's a song for you to laugh at, a song to make you cry, a song about I love you and a song about goodbye. You can let the music take you, follow where it leads or turn it any way you want to, make it what you need. Lose yourself in dreaming or seek yourself in pain. Maybe find yourself in loving. It will come to you again. It will come to you again. It will come once again.
A beautiful dulcimer made by Dave Fullerton and his wife Sandra. If you can take a closer look at it tomorrow during my concert, I'll have the solid body electric with me that he's brought for me. But sound okay for you out there? Cool. This is a song by a really wonderful angel, Ola Bell Reed.
High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, I'm wondering where the years of my life have flown.
Thank you.
Sometimes I think about Saturday's chime and all about the times we're running wild, and I'm searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, think of me. I'm not the kind to tell this world how to get along, but I know in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This old world will never change from what it's been, but I know that peace will come when all our love begins, and I'm searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? Oh, I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me?
There's wisdom in this song, old Shaker tune, and wisdom in the nursery rhyme that follows. 'Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, it'll be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we'll not be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till thy turning, turning will come. Gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Did row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Ooh.
Doesn't it always go that life always ends up a dream? Just a dream. Just a dream.
Song from a new album of mine, which is called Kevin Roth. And this is a song I wrote about being a writer and a painter and a singer, but it easily applies to all of you because all of you are looking for the same things. Although artists express them, we all express things, especially when it comes to finding love.
All these poets, they've come to live out loud. Some sense their suffering and humbled, yet some are proud. It's their song to be heard, to be loved, just to be taken in, searching to find their path, their road to love's awakening. All these painters, like watercolors in the rain, some sense their suffering in the blues and greens and rhythms of brushstroke stains. It's their song to be heard, to be loved, just to be taken in, searching to find their path, their road. Love's awakening. And all these singers, deep inside their soul, understand the meanings of a song will change as their life unfolds. It's their song to be heard, to be loved, just to be taken in, searching to find their path, their road to love. It's their song to be heard, to be loved, just to be taken in, searching to find their path, their road to love's awakening.
Thank you. About 10 or 12 years ago, I fell into making music for children, and I found this career I never expected. I started to play the dulcimer in front of lofty people like the Philadelphia Orchestra, and I was booked at major concert halls and paid ridiculous amounts of money to sing She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain. I always just wanted to be Joni Mitchell. I guess it's, you know, the cosmic joke. But I struggled with it for a long time because I really was, you know, used to playing like Jacques Brel and Billie Holiday on the dulcimer, which you'll hear if you come to the workshop or the show tomorrow. You kind of have limited time during the evenings. But there was my fate, and more importantly, there was my mortgage payment. So I decided I would write songs, but I would write them quasi for adults, quasi for children, sort of Gary Larson. So this song is based on the story of a ladybug and all the other critters that want to impress her and marry her and her take on love. Good twilight song. It's called The Ladybug and the Moon. Hey, little ladybug, what are you dreaming of? Watching the world go by. Sitting right beside her was old Mr. Spider, weaving a web with a wink in his eye. But she only loves the big bugs, the ones that give her big hugs, the ones that fly through the sky. And she's looking for a mister, but she can't find one that fits her. Oh, ladybug, don't cry. Now Mr. Grasshopper, he thought that he could stop her from falling in love with the moon. He tried to explain, it's not a bug, it's got no brain, but she thinks it's Romeo's cocoon. And she only loves the big bugs, the ones that give her big hugs, the ones that fly through the sky. And she's a-looking for a mister, and she can't find one that fits her. Oh, ladybug, don't cry. She said, I've seen a million true love falling for the moon at night. I dreamed his cocoon will open and everything will just turn out right. You know, I heard that she got married to a cockroach that carried her off to his flat in L.A. Living with the movie stars, workouts and granola bars, not a bad life, some say. But every night she dreams of another bug, it seems, one that crawled her way. Still staring at the moon, she waits for the big cocoon to open up and carry her away. Cause she only loves the big bugs, the ones that give her big hugs, the ones that fly through the sky. And she's looking for a mister, and she can't find one that fits her. Oh, ladybug, poor ladybug, come on, ladybug, don't cry. Someone whose child committed suicide. And I've sung it through the years, and it seems that anyone who's had hardships when hearing the song don't feel quite so alone, and that's nice. We have to love who we are, don't we? Come in, come in, coming out of the rain. You don't need to explain where you've been. I can see by the look in your eyes how you've been running wild. You're at the end of your line, and you know I won't ask anything of you. Take all the time you need to pull yourself through. You can cry, go and cry, cry if you need to. You can laugh if you feel you need to balance your soul. There's a
fire on the stove and tea on the table. I know a prayer that will stabilize any storm that blows cold. And you know I won't ask anything of you. Take all the time you need to pull yourself through. There's a room in the morning and it brings in the sun, and I'll go there sometimes to start the day. There are books on the shelves filled with wisdom and laughter for those mornings after I lose my way. I'll be here if you need someone to talk to, or someone to hold you, play you a song. 'Cause I've been there where you are 1,000 times over. A rainwalker, a rover, wondering where I belong. And you know I won't ask a thing of you. Take all the time you need just to pull yourself through. I love you. Come in, come in, coming out of the rain. You don't need to explain. I know where you've been.
As I said, this is my first time at the Florida Folk Festival. Oh, well, thank you. Well, I think it's a great, great festival. I mean, even the volunteers are nice here. And the sound guy is great. Anyway, I leave you with this song, and it's sort of a years ago in the 80s, I had an agent, one of the many horrors in my life, who said, "They're playing disco now, man. Can you play some disco on that Dulcie?" Looked up and I said, "God, am I supposed to play disco dulcimer?" Joni. Kids. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been great.